You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's been found in the Maldives a week after a piece of a plane wing washed up on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion. Malaysia last week confirmed that the plane fragment came from Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 that went missing last year. The government now says it will send a team to the Maldives to determine whether that debris is also from the plane. Stocks opened higher, on track to break the longest losing streak in 4 years for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Another illegal immigrant is accused of rape and murder in California of a 64-year-old Air Force veteran. And the Santa Maria police chief is blaming Washington, D.C. and Sacramento. The suspect, Victor Ramirez, was arrested 6 times in the last 15 months, but an immigration detainer was not issued from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The president of Zimbabwe says the citizens of the African country need to protect their natural resources, including wildlife, from foreign vandals who try to illegally acquire them. He says they failed in their responsibility to protect the lion named Cecil that was killed by an American dentist.
You failed to protect.
Comments from Robert Mugabe are his first about the death of the lion. The NFL is expressing condolences about the death of Hall of Famer and broadcaster Frank Gifford. He died yesterday of natural causes at 84. Former Oakland Raiders wide receiver Tim Brown made comments during his Hall of Fame induction this weekend, which aired on ESPN.
It's always sad when we lose, great players of the league, and certainly, you know, this is one that's going to hurt.
Gifford is survived by 5 children and his wife, Kathy Lee Gifford. Hillary Clinton plans to unveil today a $350 billion plan aimed at making college more affordable and reducing the burden of student debt. Aides say she will propose steps to reduce the cost of 4-year public schools, make 2-year community colleges tuition-free, and cut student loan interest rates. She is campaigning in New Hampshire. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. The current time is 2:05. It's Monday, August 10th, and the temperature outside is 78 degrees. It looks like we're going to have some isolated thunderstorms throughout the afternoon today. That's going to continue into some heavy rain tonight, mainly after 1 a.m., with some heavy rain throughout the day, Tuesday into Tuesday night, with those thunder showers likely coming back on Tuesday evening. Wednesday kind of breaks. We go partly sunny for the next several days. We've got highs in the 80s, and at night, going to be comfortably cool in the 60s. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, filling in again for Larry Cartwright. Want to wish Larry all the best. He'll be back hopefully with us next week, but we'll be back in just a moment here with Mental Health Matters. Welcome back to Mental Health Matters here. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We had a little bit of a glitch there on our opening, but it is 2:06 on this Monday, August 10th. Looks like we are going to get some weather throughout the afternoon. And this is Chris Phelan filling in again for Larry Cartwright. The award-winning show, Mental Health Matters, comes to you every Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Want to welcome into our studios a few guests. We've got some great guests and some great topics to talk about. We're going to be talking this afternoon with some folks from the Center for Educational Advancement, CEA, which is located right here in Flemington, Hunterdon County. Want to welcome Karen Thompson. She's the director of the Core Values Program at CEA. Also want to welcome here in the studios Tom Hughes. Tom is both a client of CEA and also now an employee of CEA. So we want to welcome him here to the studios, along with Paul Acasella, who is with the New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts up in Bloomfield and has been a partner on a program that we're going to talk about this afternoon. So I want to welcome all three of you here to Mental Health Matters and Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thanks.
Pleasure to have you all here. Maybe go around and, you know, I'll start with Karen. You could give a little background on the Core Values Program at CEA, how it got started, and maybe just share, because some of our listeners may not be aware of the Center for Educational Advancement and the great work that you do with so many clients and employers here in Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And first of all, Tom is a graduate of the Core Values Program and now an employee at CEA because of his
Excellent.
Hard work. Yep. So CEA has been in existence for more than 40 years, helping people with developmental disabilities find and maintain work. The Core Values Program specifically was developed in 2013 to help young adults who have graduated out of high school find and maintain work. But the problem is, once they leave high school, they leave all of the resources that they had in place behind, and they find themselves trying to do it going solo and end up having a hard time because they don't they no longer have the guidance that they had when they were in high school. So throughout the program, which is now a six-month program, okay. and it's ongoing enrollment, open enrollment, we focus mostly on social skills because we have found the people, and it's open to people with communication disabilities. They can either come through and self-pay or go through the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation and okay. be referred to us. And they've been diagnosed with some type of communication disability. So when they come to us and join the program, we work on social skills. We work daily on interactions with others, developing and improving our interpersonal skills. We work closely with Paul on a weekly basis. We brought Paul in last year, realizing that this population who has trouble communicating also has trouble thinking outside of the box. So that's where Paul really draws them out of themselves and helps them develop different personalities that they may not otherwise realize that they have. Once a week, we also work with an etiquette coach who helps develop their business etiquette to kind of fine-tune them before we send them out into the community. While in the program, they go out on internships locally within the community. We have relationships with a lot of community and business owners who help us by allowing us to bring our people in, work in their facility, get hands-on experience, and they get free labor, basically, from us. But it's a great opportunity for these guys to get their feet wet a little bit in the community, get a feel for what it's like to work around people and interact with people every day. And the goal in the end is to find them jobs where they work. And we've had a wonderful success rate. We have a 63% rate of success, which is pretty high above the national average. So it's been an excellent program. And Tom's a great product of, you know, the end result here. So hopefully he can tell you a little bit more.
Definitely, Tom. Why don't we segue over to you and share a little bit with our listeners about your experiences. Did you have any reservations going into the program originally?
Not really. But the program has helped me a lot with my anxiety. It helped me deal with people with different personalities.
Okay. What were some of the things that you experienced while you were in the program? Because you graduated from this, was it last year? Or was it recently?
It was about 4 months ago.
Four months ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. What were some of the exercises and stuff that you covered, you know, during the program?
Well, we did these scripts for different characters with our different personalities. Paul actually had a genius idea to give us different characters that went against our personality. You know, we get the chatty guy goes to the quiet guy.
Okay. So, Paul, how does that work? You know, let's share a little bit about your involvement, you know, with working with, Tom and the rest of the members of the class.
Well, what we like to do is we like to start off with the basics of acting and improv.
Okay. We
want the kids to learn, or kids, they're adults, they're kids to me because I'm old. we want them to learn to think outside the box, as Karen was saying. We want them to learn to work as a team, to expand on ideas, not to shut down ideas. So we start off with a lot of basic intro to acting and intro to improv skills training sets. And we build up. They went to having these short little generic monologues, about 5 lines long. Then they pick their own monologues. Then we go into short A-B scenes, which are two actors now working together where they need to get together outside of class also and rehearse.
Okay.
And then up to really big, like 5-6 minute scenes that you would see on a Broadway stage. Tom was our hitman in the last one he had. And he was very convincing.
Must have been a fun job there.
A pretty good one. I thought it was a little scary.
Yep.
Did we get a little peek into the hitman role?
You remember any of it?
Sonny, have a hard 15 minutes. I get to hit New York traffic.
See that? You may have a second career beyond CEA.
It really takes them out of their comfort zone, though, because Tom didn't even like to stand up in front of a room. He didn't even like... I remember walking down the hall when I first met Tom, and he would be looking at the floor just to avoid me. And I would always say hi.
By the way, that's not just Tom that does that.
Thank you. Okay. But he's just really come out of his shell so much. And I think a lot of it is because they're all the people that are in the group are around the same age. They're all in their 20s. Mm-hmm. They come in there every day. They sit and they hang out and they talk to each other. They learn from each other. They kind of police each other's behaviors when one's doing something wrong. They're not afraid to get on it. And then that person develops the understanding of, okay, so I'm not supposed to act like this. This is how I'm supposed to act. So I think it's the age group, and I think it's the getting together every day and the forming of friendships and relationships. Would you agree with that, Tom? Do you feel as though you have developed friendships there?
Yes, I do believe I made some friendships there.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a commonality with all of them because I think, when they get out of high school and they're not sure what they want to do with their lives, they can become loners and kind of seclude themselves. And when they don't know what to do, they seem not to do anything. So once they get together and the relationship forms, they get together on weekends, they spend time together. And I think that helps build self-esteem in all of them.
And build off what you say, Kara, that's, I think, that we try to do in the program, too, is get them to take risks.
Absolutely.
Get out of their comfort zone with their characters. Mm-hmm. Be somebody they are not and see what happens.
Yeah. And Tom's a very good mobster. Very
excellent. Sounds that way. We're going to hear a little bit more about that, Tom. But if you're just joining us here on 100 in Chamber Radio, this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright this afternoon on this Monday, August 10th. It's now 2:15. We're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors. But this is Mental Health Matters, and stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment here on 100inchamberradio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good morning and welcome back, or good afternoon and welcome back. I'm back in the morning hour here, but this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here on Mental Health Matters. It's Monday, August 10th. The time is 2:18. I'd like to welcome back to the studios Karen Thompson, who is the Director of Core Values, Tom Hughes, who's a graduate of the program, and we're going to continue talking about some of the great things he's doing since he graduated from the program a few months ago, and also Paul Acasella, who's with the New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts, one of the acting coaches.
Acting coach.
Yes. Part of the Core Values program for the Center for Educational Advancement. Well, it's exciting, Tom. You got to go through this program and you graduated. And on top of that, you were able to get a job at the Center for Educational Advancement. Maybe we could share a little bit with our listeners. What do you love about your job? What are some of the fun things you get to do?
Mostly it's the people.
That's great.
They make the place a great building.
Sure. You have a great building. I've been there several times over to the center and gotten tours and been to some events there. And I love the events when you guys are putting the food out, too. You've got a great team that works
great
the kitchen.
Food services,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
All right. What else do you do over there, Tom?
Well, I sort mail. I make copies. I do a little bit of payroll.
Okay.
And I
answer the phones.
I do a little bit of fundraising for our golf classic.
Okay. That's coming up in September, right? I think I saw it in our chamber
September
newsletter.
September 14th at Stanton Ridge.
Yeah. Excellent. So if folks want to come out and support CA, they can come out to the
we'll
golf classic. Sure.
All day long.
Do you get to go out and play golf that day?
No, I got to help.
You got to stay home. And,
or maybe caddy.
There you go.
Another role for you, Tom.
Add it to the resume.
That's good stuff. Definitely. So you really do enjoy your job then.
I do.
One of the things we talked about, I guess, on the break, you had mentioned, Karen, that there is an opportunity to have ongoing coaching for
Absolutely.
The graduates of the program. How does that work?
Even though Tom's graduated and he has a job now, he still gets on-site job coaching.
Okay.
Because, you know, for anybody who's never really worked before, it's a whole new experience. So we want him to be successful. So we provide job coaching when it's needed. Some people require more, some people require less. Tom's been doing a fabulous job. He's really learned and picked up things pretty quickly. But we have people that we go out and see for, you know, long term, too, that we know they can do it. They just need a little bit more support. And that's why the internships are so important, because that really gives them a good feel for what it's like to be working in an environment that they're not used to. So that's why we constantly are looking for local community members, business owners to support us, let our people come out and work for free for them.
Well, what type of businesses are you looking for? You know, hopefully we have some listeners today that, you know, may be a business owner, they may know business owners and can help spread the word that you are looking for employers.
Well, they can just give me a call. First of all, our number there is 782-1480 and my extension is 263, so I welcome any phone calls from anybody.
Tom may answer that phone, right?
Okay, that's right.
That's good.
But yeah, no, I'd love for anybody to call. But we've worked with a lot of community members in Hunterdon County, and what we do is we send our members out. They always go out with a job coach in the beginning. They'll go out and do office work, office cleaning. We had somebody working in a dentist office at one time.
Food services,
wherever we can get them, you know, depending on what their interests are. We like to match them with their interests, you know, according to where we send them. But we'll also send them with a job coach. And they'll go out for 6 to 8 weeks and work out in the community and get that experience that's, like, invaluable. It's, you know, Tom worked at a financial service.
One of our chamber members we were talking over in the lobby
yes,
before.
Yes, he loved it. And I believe that really helped him get a feel for what it's like to work in an office.
That's great.
I think he learned a lot there. So
we'll put a plug grant for them. That's Insight Private Advisors.
There you go.
And Eric Lathrop, we're talking about Eric. Maybe he's listening. He's our chair of our membership committee, but you had a very good experience over there.
Yes, very good experience. Eric's been very good. He's been like a great mentor to me.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good.
That's great. And that's what most of the people that we've worked with in the past have been extremely supportive. They love the purpose of the whole program. They love what it does for the people. You know, these people who have never worked, they just need a chance to get their feet wet somewhere.
How long does the internship experience usually last?
Well, for Tom, I think it was about 8 months. It can be anywhere between 6 and 8 months, depending on the business needs. And, you know, depending, a lot of the people have come through the program and gotten jobs earlier and gotten out before the 6 to 8 month time period.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, it's very individualized, and we support those who take longer because, you know, I was talking to Tom on my way over saying I was a late bloomer myself. You know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So it's hard to expect someone just out of high school to know exactly what they want to do.
Definitely. Well, if you're just joining us here on this Monday, August 10th, this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here on Mental Health Matters. We're joined by Tom Hughes, Karen Thompson, and Paul Acasella talking about the Center for Educational Advancement, one of their programs, the Core Values Program. And I guess in terms of the training, Paul, in terms of the experiences that they receive, this is prior to going out on the internship.
It can be. It also can be during the process.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, they'll take the skills that they're learning in class, the acting skills, the teamwork skills, the improvisational skills, and apply them in a real-life environment. And it's funny, like a few of the kids will come back and be like, oh, this week at work or this week at the internship, this happened. And I remember back when we started class, you said to do this, and I used it. And that's really, really rewarding when they're taking the skills that we're teaching them and applying them into the real-world jobs. I mean, that's the really cool part.
Until they internalize it. Because, you know, for a while, I always tell them you have to fake it till you make it. And I know that it's on their nerves a lot. But it's so true because they don't, in many instances, they can't picture themselves acting a certain way. So they have to fake it. But if you fake it long enough, you eventually make it. So what Paul teaches them, though, is to eventually internalize those feelings so that it becomes more natural for them.
Okay. And that's done through this series of, like you shared before our last segment, monologues going up to...
All different techniques.
Okay. Do you actually perform when you're done?
They do. They performed in front of the entire school.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had a little social, I guess about 6 months ago, and we had former members come back as well.
Yes.
We invited parents, whoever wanted to come. So we had former members who, you know, the same situation. We're too shy to get up in front of a room. We're too shy to look you in the eye. Get up in front of a room full of people and just make something up off the top of their head, which was very, very cool.
That's pretty neat.
Right. And they always say what the biggest fear anybody has is speaking in public. And when you have challenges, it's even a bigger fear. And to see them getting up there and not caring and being confident and doing their monologues and being silly and being stuff and not being worrying about being judged,
right?
And just going out there and having fun and being themselves.
Safe place.
It really is.
Yeah, it's great.
And the whole day is like that for them.
Yep.
You know?
Well, you mentioned this one skill I hear a theme, confidence, and that's something that's great in communications. What are some of the other soft skills? Because, you know, I talk to a lot of employers here through the chamber, and, you know, even folks coming out of, you know, college today, one of those challenges, it seems, and Hunterdon and not unique, it seems like it's a national issue that there are a lot of challenges around soft skills. So what are some of the other skill sets that you address through the program and or through the acting side of it?
Well, this morning we had a group where we did an hour's worth of role-playing.
Okay.
With the group I have, a lot of them are very shy. They don't know how to start a conversation. They don't know how to make small talk. And I explained to them that happens with a lot of people, CEOs, you know, presidents. It happens with everybody. So we just practiced for an hour. You know, I said, pretend I'm coming into a party. I don't know anybody.
The cocktail party.
You're all sitting around talking, right. And I have to find a way to introduce myself. So
sure.
We role-played that. We role-played, if you walk up to somebody and you forget their name, how can you kindly, without insulting them, say, oh my gosh, you look familiar. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. How do you maintain a conversation? What are some of the things that you can say for small talk? Shaking a hand, looking somebody in
the eye. Look in the eye, eye contact.
Sure.
Kindness, manners, all of that matters. And it really, it all comes together in this program. And the typical day in life of a core values person is they come in, we have 2 hours of social skills training each day, and it's almost disguised. They don't even realize they're doing it because they're really interacting with their friends and learning how to talk and interact with each other. We have that 2 hours a day, and then they go. We have 4 different work areas on site, too. We have food services department, we have maintenance department, office technologies, and packaging and production. So while they're in the program, in addition to the social skills, they go up and they work for 3 hours a day on site, too, where they're still supported all day long. If they have a job coach, they need help, you know, finessing a skill, we'll provide that for them, too. So the program is partially soft skills, social skills training, but they also get on-site work experience as well.
Excellent. And then once they're out in their apprenticeship and internship, I guess I should say, program, that's where you start to then take a look and see what kind of match there is in terms of the
Tom
office
knew
environment.
That he wanted to work in an office setting, so I wouldn't call, you know, a dentist office or a food services place and say, you know, do you have something for Tom? Because you want to strengthen their skills while they're out on their internship. So you want it to become as closely matched to what their real life experience is going to be once they get a job.
Tom, what's the thing you really like about working in an office environment? And you said the people before.
Yes, I said the people before.
Is that the one thing that you really like doing every day, interacting with the people?
Interacting with the people helps me with my conversational skills, too.
Okay.
The most part about being a receptionist, you get to talk to all different kinds of people.
Yeah.
Sure.
I get to talk to packaging, food service, and also sales as well.
So I guess when everybody comes in as well, all the visitors that come to the center, you get to greet them?
I get to greet them, try to figure out where they are going to.
Sure.
And call the person on the phone and say that they are here.
He even talks over the intercom.
Yeah. See that? Make the announcement all over the Center for Educational Advancement. Well, again, if you're just joining us here on this Monday, August 10th, this is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Larry Cartwright here on Mental Health Matters. We're joined by Karen Thompson, Tom Hughes, and Paul Alcasella talking about the Core Values Program. So we're going to take a quick break, a word from our sponsors, news from IRN, and we'll be back in just a moment here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. There's unrest again in Ferguson, Missouri on the one-year anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting. People scattered as one man opened fire on police. They returned fire and he was injured. Protesters are claiming the police made a poor decision to be in plain clothes, but the interim police chief says the officers are trying to prevent looting.
We moved the crowd away from the street as they were before in certain areas where they were near the businesses, and we've backfilled those areas with pods of police officers to protect the business.
That was Andre Anderson. Iran. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian's trial ended today in Iran. He has been held for more than a year on espionage charges. His mother, Mary Rezaian, says his rights have been violated.
Many times his trial was delayed. I'm challenging those people who arrested him and are trying him.
The Obama administration is being criticized for not making his release, along with three other Americans being held, as a condition of the Iran nuclear deal. This is USA Headline News.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
Gas prices are going down. The Lundberg survey says the national average has dropped 11 cents over the past 2 weeks.
Charleston, South Carolina, with the lowest, $2.19 per gallon. And Los Angeles, even though the price there fell 33 cents over 2 weeks, is still the highest in our panel, $3.80 for regular.
That was Trilby Lundby. She says the trend is likely to continue as refiners take advantage of the plunge in crude oil prices. President Obama says there is no way to secure a nuclear deal with Iran without first inflicting severe sanctions that made life harder for the people of Iran. Obama is defending the deal to the young people there, Israel, and in the U.S. in an interview with online news site Mike. It is part of his ongoing effort to build support for the deal before Congress votes on it next month. Tourists at the U.S. Capitol are unable to see the House chamber because construction workers have found an unknown substance behind one of the walls. The material is being tested for asbestos. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
A car bomb exploded near the international airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing 5 people. AP correspondent Lynn O'Donnell says the Taliban is claiming responsibility.
It's not unusual for the Taliban to claim attacks within an hour or 2 hours of them. We've had emails and tweets from one of the Taliban spokesmen saying that the organization is behind the attack today. When attacks are enormous and have huge fallout in terms of women and children dead, the Taliban does not claim responsibility.
Meanwhile, the Afghan president is calling on Pakistan to crack down on the Taliban insurgents. Another illegal immigrant is accused of murder in California of a 64-year-old Air Force veteran. And the Santa Maria police chief is blaming Washington, D.C. and Sacramento. The suspect, 29-year-old Victor Ramirez, was arrested 6 times in the last 15 months, but an immigration detainer was not issued from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Several drone sightings near firefighting aircraft are fueling calls for more oversight and self-policing. The U.S. Forest Service has tallied 13 wildfires in which suspected drones interfered with firefighting aircraft this year, including 11 since late June. And in New Jersey, the Federal Aviation Administration says crews on 4 commercial flights spotted drones while prepping for landing at Newark Liberty International Airport over the weekend. The FAA says flying a drone anywhere near an airplane can bring criminal charges and fines of up to $25,000. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to 100 in Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan with the 100 County Chamber of Commerce, filling in on this Monday, August 10th for Larry Cartwright here on the award-winning show Mental Health Matters. Comes to you every Monday here on 100 in Chamber Radio at 2 o'clock. It's still 78 degrees out there. I don't think the rain has started yet, but slated to begin after 3 and going to continue into Tuesday. We're going to get a break into Wednesday through the rest of the week. It looks like the temperatures are going to be in the mid to low 80s during the day and dropping down about 60, but things will clear out after we get a little bit of rain there. Want to welcome back here in the studios Karen Thompson. She's the Director of Core Values at the Center for Educational Advancement. Tom Hughes, a graduate of that program and now employed by the Center for Educational Advancement, along with Paul Acasello, who is with the New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts up in Bloomfield, and an actor himself.
Yep,
yep. We were talking about, Tom was talking about earlier about Spider-Man, and shared with me that you actually had a role in Spider-Man 2.
In Spider-Man 2, and I got blown up. That was my claim to fame in Spider-Man 2. When Doc Ock's experiment went awfully awry,
okay,
I was a sad, sad victim of it.
A victim of that. See that? And you'd mentioned, Tom, that Spider-Man 3 is coming out.
No, Spider-Man 3 is
I was
gone.
Done.
So far, they've been rebooted.
Okay.
They got a new guy now. He's cameoing in Captain America Civil War.
Excellent.
Okay.
And I know nothing about Spider-Man.
I've seen Spider-Man 1 and 2. I haven't seen the new one with the other actor.
In
terms of that. But that's great. And after you went through the core values program, Tom, did you ever think about acting now? You did a great little improv there of your line. Do you ever want to become an actor?
Well, to me, I don't know much about the acting world. I think you gotta have a connection when it comes to Hollywood.
Sure. Sure.
Tom, if you get one, please let me know.
See that? That's good.
If you were still interested in doing it, you could do community theater. There's tons of stuff like that. So, you were very good at it.
We saw a side of you we didn't know existed, Tom.
See, that could be a nice hobby for you in the future.
Yeah.
Be fun to do. And there are a lot of theater groups here in Hunterdon County offer, different community options.
It's been a great experience for them to have this opportunity to do this weekly. They look forward to it every week.
I'm sure. Yeah. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I have fun doing it, too.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's a good bunch.
Definitely. Well, if you're just joining us and you'd like to, hear more about, the Center for Educational Advancement, I want to give out, your contact information again, Karen. We'll do it again before the show is out. Mm-hmm. But if you're an employer out there and you may be thinking about taking advantage of this or help us spread the word for the Center for Educational Advancement about this great internship that actually can lead to job placement. And
definitely,
it really is a great benefit to, the employers here in Hunterdon County. Karen, how would they go about getting some more information? Is there a process that you go through to, debrief them on what their responsibilities
would
be?
Sure, they can call me. Call me anytime. I love to get the phone calls. I love, especially when potential clients come and tour, too.
Okay.
I love to show people around, explain it to them. But sure, any business owners can call me, and I'll explain how it works. It really, like I said, it's a wonderful program. We're actually hoping to work with the Hunterdon and Somerset County courthouses on internships to get some people working in the offices there.
Okay.
So look forward to starting that. But they like to go out everywhere. They love food services. Any type of experience, they're up for.
So a whole variety of different industries, and there doesn't seem to be any real limitations on that.
Not at all. And while they're interning with you, they have the support of a job coach, but they're also fully insured by us as well. So there's no concerns about, any accidents or anything on the job. They're fully insured by us.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. And you had mentioned, that the program affords, some real opportunity for that individual's personal growth. And I'm sure on the other side of it, Tom was sharing about his experiences with one of our chamber members, that there's a real benefit for the employer as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. The employer, they feel like they're giving back, first of all, which is great, which we all want to do. But they're supporting somebody who's never really had the opportunity to work. And so they're learning a little bit from them while our members are learning from people in the community. And it's just been a great match. They come in, they're nervous, they've never worked, or a lot of times they've gotten jobs but have not been able to hold on to them due to a lack of strong interpersonal skills.
Okay.
So they come to us. They think, oh, you know, I don't need help. They're kind of reluctant. They're being urged on by their parents to get out of the house and do something because they've already graduated, but they can't get a job or haven't found a job. So they're being pushed basically by their parents to come into the program. Right, Tom?
Pretty much, my mom.
But once they come in, you know, and they start to relate to other people, they find, wow, you know, I really have learned something. I really can use help in this area. And for even the most reluctant of all, I've gotten letters that I keep on my wall as a reminder saying, thank you so much for the core values program. It's helped me. I've gone back to school. I've been working for a year or two now. Things are great. You know, they come back, tell us, call, email, tell us what's going on in their lives. So regardless of how reluctant they were in the beginning, they're always happy when they leave because and they have that confidence.
I'm gathering as well there's communication if the individual is still living at home with the caregiver and the parents.
I do. I'm a firm believer in that.
Sure.
I like to keep in contact with the parents. And just to be sure, too, that what we're doing in the program is being reinforced at home and vice versa.
Right.
I may not see something that Tom's mom might say, oh, you know, Tom really needs to work on this. So, yeah, I keep it in close contact with the parents.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What would you say, you know, Paul, in terms of your role as, you know, coach there and, mm-hmm. and working them through you know, the various exercises to kind of bring out the skills has been kind of the most rewarding story and experience for you over the time that you've been working with Center for Educational Advancement?
Well, it's funny that you asked that because I've had in classes in the past individuals with say, Asperger's or you know, borderlines.
Right.
But it would be one of 14, one of 12. This is really my first experience with an entire class of young adults.
Okay.
He was very nervous when I called him.
Initially, okay.
And I wasn't sure what to expect. I really, sure. really wasn't. I wasn't sure what the guys were going to be like. Were they going to be, you know, really quiet? Were they going to be aggressive? And I think our first group, we had a really good mix of different levels of challenges.
See, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think
yes, you do. You're interrupting me.
I do. That's a misperception. Is that just like you don't understand people who have communication issues?
Right.
There's no difference between them and you know you, me, or anybody
right.
else. It's that they just lack the skills.
Right.
So they don't look different. I mean, there's nothing different. It's just the communication.
Mm-hmm.
Really. So that's just something that needs to be worked on with many, many people. Yeah.
And is that, do you feel that that's a perception?
I do.
A societal
and
perception?
I do think that's
sure.
why some people are reluctant to hire.
Right.
Or even have interns, you know, because they have this view of what they act like.
A stigma attached to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so not true.
No.
At all.
They're
not
a great bunch of kids. And my biggest accomplishment, what I felt greatest about, is just seeing them develop from going to sitting the first day of class,
mm-hmm.
you know, not making eye contact, not talking, to by, I'd say, probably about week five, week six, and keep trying to hold back the horses from going.
Right. Yeah, and do you know what? I videotaped them in the beginning
okay.
And sporadically throughout the program to show them. And when they sit back and watch themselves, I mean, they're seeing themselves right there on the TV, and they'll say, I don't talk like that. I don't act like that. I don't sit like that. Well, yes, you do. There it is.
Right.
So
sure.
let's work on that now. Right, Tom?
Right.
Did you like working on those skills, Tom?
Yeah, I liked working on the skills. It made us better in ways.
Exactly. We have high expectations for them.
Yeah, it made us more blend in,
mm-hmm.
more. Made us feel like we're not
outcasts.
Right. Or different. That's great. Right. You're able to work with everybody and be at the same point, the same level of acceptance.
Mm-hmm. And I've been called bossy by them before. That you know, I'm a little bossy.
Oh, that was by me.
And you.
And what about Tom? Now that you graduated, you can share your thoughts. You know.
Yeah, Kara, could you step out for a second, Tom?
But Paul pushes them as well. He doesn't
yes.
let them get away with anything.
No, not at all.
Everybody would stay in their comfort zone if they could.
Sure.
Yep. And the other great thing we do too is they give each other critiques,
okay.
which is often very difficult for peer groups to
sure.
to do. And it's not on, you know, I would have done it this way. We make sure it's not like when they're doing a monologue
right.
that is the not the critique isn't, oh, I don't like the way you did that.
Yeah, or you should have done.
Was it believable? Was he fighting for his objective?
Mm-hmm.
Was she
very constructive?
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
And then That was what I was most afraid of. It was when we started to doing critiques from peers, how it would be accepted. Wonderfully.
It's very positive. Wonderfully. We encourage positive interactions all the time because no one's there. They don't come to be judged. It's not about being judged. It's about learning from each other. And, you know, I learn from them as much as they learn from me, hopefully.
That's true.
Well, hopefully you learn something from me.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take another quick break here. We've got a few minutes when we come back. If you're just joining us, this is Chris Phelan filling in today for Larry Cartwright here on Mental Health Matters on 100inchamberradio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present 100inchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan filling in on this Monday, August 10th for Larry Cartwright here on Mental Health Matters. The time is 2:48. It's been a great hour. We've been talking with Karen Thompson, who is the Director of Core Values at the Center for Educational Advancement. Tom Hughes, a graduate and now employee of the Center for Educational Advancement, along with Paul Acasello of the New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts in Bloomfield. So we, been talking about this Core Values program and about the great things that are happening here for our business community in Hunterdon County, but also for the individuals that now have a great opportunity to kind of bridge. Tom, you shared that you graduated from Voorhees High School and went to the Hunterdon County Polytech and now went through this program and have gotten a great job, which is great. I guess you enjoy getting that paycheck every couple weeks, right?
Yeah, it does pay my bills.
That's good. That's good. Any hobbies that you have outside of work? Things that you like to do when you're home and on the weekends with friends and family?
Usually, I like to hang out with my friends and go to the movies.
That's good. So that job comes in handy to get you into the movies and pay for some popcorn and enjoy some fun with friends, right?
Very much.
That's
Sometimes
great.
Sometimes he likes to do a drive-through at a gas station where another member from the CORE program works.
Oh, okay. You're checking up on your alumni there?
Exactly. He told me today he's working very hard. His supervisor told Tom that.
Who's working hard?
Will.
Will?
So excellent. Tom likes to go check in on Will.
Check on and make sure that he
Felix.
Yeah.
Is filling up.
We just started a new session July 6th. But okay. Like I said before, we have open enrollment. And actually, recently, I've been getting a lot of phone calls over the last few weeks because kids have graduated high school.
Okay.
And those who haven't joined the program are sitting at home. The parents are tired of looking at them. And, well, they want them to get up and do something. So we've been getting a lot of calls. I welcome those calls. I love to have people come in on tours.
Okay.
To show them how it works, to show them what we do. And I actually like when they come in for a tour to talk to the other members of the core group to get a better feel.
Is there any age restriction on enrollment?
No, it's 18 and older. Okay. They have to have graduated from high school.
Okay.
And they either
have their GED even, if they have that? Or?
You know, that's a very good question. Okay. I would imagine as long as they're over 18,
sure
GED.
Sure.
And it, like I said, they can either self-pay or they can go through DVR, Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And what happens is they usually call us and say, I have somebody I'd like to send over. They come over for a tour, and then they come in for a 25-day evaluation just to identify their strengths and what their interests are. And while they're there, they'll go through all of those programs that I talked about earlier, food services, production, office technologies, and maintenance. And that's where they learn a little bit about themselves, too, what they like to do and what they don't like to do. So we try to match them the entire time with things that they like to do to build on those strengths.
The strengths there. Mm-hmm. Any industries or employers, you know, types of fields that you're looking for in particular that we could help put the word out to our listeners?
Well, there always seems to be a big interest in office work.
Okay.
Working with pets. Everybody loves animals. Everybody
sure.
That's like veterinarian's office a dog spa.
Exactly. Pet stores, things mm-hmm. like that. Food services. We have a lot of restaurants that our clients have gone through, worked at, and even been hired
great.
As well. So that, you know, that's been wonderful too. That's why the internship is so important, to get that experience before they go out looking for a job.
Sure. I guess once they've gone through the internship, mm-hmm. do they come back to the program and then transition, or is it kind of depending on where they're going to work or if they're going to stay at that particular
towards
place?
The end of their internship, we you know, that's when we start looking for jobs.
Okay.
Now at this point with this group that I have currently and anybody else that comes in, towards the end of their internship, they'll go into pre-placement and they'll work with a pre-placement counselor who will help, you know, find them a job that suits their personality, that suits their skill set, and just, you know, that they're going to be happy in. Because you don't want to go to a job where you're not happy every day.
Sure. No, nobody definitely. That's not a good thing. But it sounds like, Tom, you're very happy mm-hmm. working. We'll put a plug in for your boss, Eddie, over there at the Center for Educational Advancement.
Hey, Eddie, right?
I heard he's an artist.
Hey,
yes, but you'll have to share that off air. I don't get myself in trouble. But that's good stuff. And it sounds like you really are enjoying your time there at the Center for Educational Advancement. And,
yeah.
You know, when folks call up, maybe you'll be answering the phone, and or if you stop by the center, the school, mm-hmm. you have an opportunity to meet Tom in person as well.
Yeah, Tom is very much liked there. Everybody likes Tom, and he's come so far. From the beginning, I remember the first time I heard him on the intercom, I practically jumped out of my seat.
That's
and
good.
Now it's very smooth and well done. Excellent.
That's great. Do you like using the intercom?
Yeah, I just had to weigh every 2 minutes.
Okay.
You know, for clear my throat. You know, make sure it's all no gibble.
Sure.
Gibberish.
Sure. That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The more you do something, the better you get at it, remember.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Even if you have to fake it till you make it, right?
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Paul. And what have you seen as, you know, one of the, you know, challenges? And maybe even share with our listeners a little bit, because a lot of this is applicable, you know, to folks that necessarily don't have their own personal challenges. It may be, you know, they're just trying to, you know, overcome and gain some more confidence and you know, build up a skill that's going to help them grow maybe in their own employment and or career.
Oh, sure. Acting is always a great skill set to have. It's confidence absolutely helps you. Public speaking, presentations. I mean, everything in business is presentations.
Sure.
You got your deck of PowerPoint slides. You got to go through them all in all. And people. And
that's a big fear for a lot of people.
A huge fear.
Even getting in front of a small group.
Small group, right.
An audience.
Yeah.
So I would recommend acting classes, improv classes to anybody that's even not interested in acting.
Sure.
Just so because it helps you so much come overcome those fears. It helps you learn, first of all, to project.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times you'll be working with young actors, and they're talking like this, and you can't really hear them.
Right.
And it's like can't hear you. You can be the greatest actor in the world, but if I can't hear you, doesn't matter.
Sure.
So, and with the kids, they learn that. I mean, I think that's what I get most out of it, is just seeing them develop, seeing them grow. Seeing Tom, the ride over today, I was thinking, like, I wonder if I were going to say who the best actors were, like who they could be coming out of CAA's first class, I would say Tom, Zach, and Will. Those three were definitely, and the other was not to say they didn't have skills, but these guys definitely, if they wanted to, they could pursue a career in it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you may be up for an Academy Award there, Tom.
If you got before me, I'm going to be so angry.
That's exciting. You know, when we thought about bringing on an acting coach, I thought everyone was going to think it was crazy, you know, coming up with this idea, but when my daughter was little, she was so shy, painfully shy. She would hide behind me anytime anyone came near her.
Right.
So when she was 6 years old, I put her in an acting class because I thought, you know what? I can't have a daughter like this. I'm outgoing, and I need my daughter to be outgoing.
Sure.
So I took her to acting classes, and that was the beginning. I mean, she just soared from there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, in these last couple of minutes, I want to give you an opportunity to give a plug for the New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts up in Bloomfield. Maybe somebody listening would like to get in touch with you or your website. Give out both, please.
Well, it's just the New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts. You can Google us. You'll find us there. Also on Facebook at New Jersey School of Dramatic Arts. Offering classes for children, teens, tweens, adults, classes in musical theater. Classes in improv, classes in acting. We've had students who've performed on Broadway, have been in movies, all different walks of life come in and learn the skill set. Also, I'm in an improv troupe called Nutty by Nature. Okay. We perform at least monthly, the first Saturday of every month. And then we're also doing gigs all over the place, also available for private parties.
Excellent.
So it's nuttybynature.com on that one. Karen wouldn't let me be really funny on the show today, so you have to follow me somewhere else.
We'll have to have you come back on another
it's
edition.
Amazing what it does, though. Really.
Sure.
Is.
And Karen, let's give out, again, the contact information for Center for Educational Advancement, not only this program, but so many programs, some great opportunities to come out and support CEA.
Absolutely.
Your golf outing in September.
We have golf outing. We have turkey trot.
That little event that happens here in Hunterdon, the turkey trot. It's gotten a little recognition, but definitely a signature event, bringing thousands of folks into Hunterdon and Flemington to support a great cause. So how can they get in touch with you and CEA?
Well, they can call me at 782-1480. My extension is 263. Or the famous Eddie, they can call, just dial zero for operator. Or they can go to our website.
Excellent.
CenterForEducationalAdvancement.com.
Excellent. Well, I really want to thank you, Karen, for being here.
And
I really want to thank, Tom Hughes and congratulate him on his new job.
Hey, Tom.
Congratulations there at the center.
You.
And you've done great here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Welcome you back anytime. And maybe you want to think about becoming a show host in the future.
Yeah, Tom,
I can see that in your future, definitely.
Be a lot of fun.
On that.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. Pleasure to have you here. This has been Chris Phelan filling in today for Larry Cartwright here on the award-winning show Mental Health Matters. Comes to you every Monday here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio from 2 to 3. We're going to be having a great show following the news again and a word from our sponsors at 3 o'clock with the Hunterdon Medical Center. And then we have Houghton Hunterdon at 4 and Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour at 5. Some great lineups throughout the day and throughout the evening. Always here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. There's unrest again in Ferguson, Missouri on the one-year anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting. People scattered as one man opened fire on police. They returned fire and he was injured. Protesters are claiming the police made a poor decision to be in plain clothes, but the interim police chief says the officers are trying to prevent looting.
We moved the crowd away from the street as they were before in certain areas where they were near the businesses, and we've backfilled those areas with pods of police officers to protect the business.
That was Andre Anderson. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian's trial ended today in Iran. He has been held for more than a year on espionage charges. His mother, Mary Rezaian, says his rights have been violated.
Many times his trial was delayed. I'm challenging those people who arrested him and are trying him.
The Obama administration is being criticized for not making his release, along with three other Americans being held, as a